This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Protest marches and rallies continued in Louisiana's capital city Sunday.
Right now, we are hurt, enraged, and beyond ready for a change. We need to take these strong feelings and turn it into motivation.
And Governor John Bel Edwards said,
in our state and throughout the country, peaceful protests and demonstrations can be a force for good. And I can assure everyone that we are hearing the protesters. We are listening to their voices.
He was addressing the media over security concerns in the wake of more than 130 arrests made over the weekend. The governor attributed that to the presence of outside protesters.
Folks who are not from our community, and I believe who have motives for being here that are inconsistent with those of most of the folks in Baton Rouge.
Among those arrested, Black Lives Matter organizer D. Ray McKesson and a reporter from our sister station, WWNO. Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl Dabady was asked about the arrests.
Everyone who has been arrested was in the street, and we just can't allow them to block the highway.
He was also asked about the use of officers in riot gear.
These officers are highly trained in riot control. We're not antagonistic. We're being very efficient for the safety of our officers and for the protesters.
Officers in riot gear were deployed again Sunday evening as a large group returning from their march to the state capitol filled a main roadway downtown. And the chants they threw back at officers made it clear the tension is escalating. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.